Gargantua and Pantagruel, Chapter 13, by Francois Rabelais. How Gargantua's wonderful understanding became known to his father, Grangousier, by the invention of the torchicle, or wipe breech. About the end of the fifth year, Grangousier, returning from the conquest of the Canarians, went by the way to see his son Gargantua. There was he filled with joy of such a father might be at the sight of such a child as his. And whilst he kissed and embraced him, he asked many childish questions of him about divers matters, and drank very freely with him, and with his governesses, of whom, in great earnest, he asked, amongst other things, whether they had been careful to keep him clean and sweet. To this, Gargantua answered that he had taken such a course for that himself, that in all the country there was not to be found a cleanlier boy than he. "How is that?" said Grangousier. "I have answered Gargantua by a long and curious experience, found out a means to wipe my bum, the most lordly, the most excellent, and the most convenient that ever was seen."
"What is that?" said Grangousier. "How is it?"
"I will tell you by and by," said Gargantua. "Once I did wipe me with a gentlewoman's velvet mask, and found it to be of good, for the softness of the silk was very voluptuous and pleasant to my fundament. Another time, with one of their hoods, and in like manner, that was comfortable. At another time, with a lady's neckerchief. And after that, I wiped me with some ear pieces of hers, made of crimson satin, and there was such a number of golden spangles in them, dirty round things, pox take them, and they fetched away all the skin of my tail with a vengeance. Now I wish St. Anthony's fire burned the bum gut of the goldsmith that made them, and of her that wore them." This hurt I cured by wiping myself with a page's cap, garnished with a feather, after the Switzer's fashion. Afterwards, in dunging behind a bush, I found a March cat, and with it I wiped my breech, but her claws were so sharp that they scratched and exulcerated all my Pyrenee. Of this I recovered the next morning thereafter by wiping myself with my mother's gloves, of a most excellent perfume, and scent of the Arabian Benin. After that, I wiped me with sage, with fennel, with anet, with marjoram, with roses, gourd leaves, with beets, with colewort, with leaves of the vine tree, with mallows, wool blade, which is tail scarlet, with lettuce, and with spinach leaves. All this did very great good to my leg. Then with mercury, with parsley, with nettles, with comfrey, but that gave me the bloody flux of Lombardy, which I healed by wiping me with my braguette. Then I wiped my tail in the sheets, in the coverlet, in the curtains, with a cushion, with arras hangings, with green carpet, with tablecloth, with a napkin, with a handkerchief, with a combing cloth, in all which I found more pleasure than do the mangy dogs when you rub them.
"Yea, but," said Grangousier, "which torchicle did you find to be the best?"
"I was coming to it," said Gargantua, "and by shall you hear the tuatim, and know the whole mystery and naught of the matter. I wiped myself with hay, with straw, with thatch rushes, with flax, with wool, with paper, but who is the foul tail with paper wipes shall at his bollocks leave some chips?"
"What?" said Grand Gousset. My little rogue, hast thou been at the pot that thou dost rhyme already?
Yes, yes, my lord the king, answered Gargantua. I can rhyme gallantly, and rhyme till I become hoarse with ream. Hark, what our privy says to the skitters. Shitted, squitted, crackered, turdious. Thy bung hath flung some dung on us. Filthed, crackered, stinkered, St. Anthony's fire seized on thy bone, if thy dirty dunby thou did wipe ere thou be gone. Will you have any more of it?
Oh, yes, yes, answered the Grand Gousier.
Then, said Gargantua, a roundelay. In shitting yesterday, I did know the cess I to my arse did owe. The smell was such came from the slunk that I was with it all bestunk. Oh, had but then some brave signor brought her to me, I waited for in shitting. I would have clept her water gap and joined it close to my flip-flap, while she had with her fingers guarded my foul neckerdrow, all bemirrored in shitting.
Afterwards, I wiped my bum, said Gargantua, with a kerchief, with a pillow, with a pantouf, with a pouch, with a panay, and that was a wicked and unpleasant torticule. Then with a hat. Of hats, note that some are shorn and others shaggy, some velveted, others covered with taffeties, others with satin, and the best of all these is the shaggy hat, for it makes a very neat abstersion of the fecal matter. Afterwards, I wiped my tail with a hen, with a cock, with a pullet, with a calfskin, with a hare, with a pigeon, with a corant, with an attorney's bag, with a montero, with a coif, with a falconer's lure. But to conclude, I say and maintain that of all the torticles, arse wipes, bum fodders, tail napkins, bunghole cleansers, and wipe breeches, there is none in the world comparable to the neck of a goose that is well downed if you hold her head betwixt your legs. And believe me, therein upon mine honor, for you will thereby feel in your notch hole a most wonderful pleasure, both in regard of the softness and of the said down and of the temperate heat of the goose, which is easily communicated to the bum gut and the rest of the innards, in so far as to come even to the regions of the heart and brains. And think not that the felicity of the heroes and the demigods in the Elysian fields consisteth either in their asphodel, ambrosia, or nectar, as our old woman here used to say, but in this, according to my judgment, there they wipe their tails with the neck of a goose, holding her head betwixt their legs, and such is the opinion of Master John of Scotland, alias Scotus.